Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. In my other video I did tonight, I talked about why women think marriage benefits men. We debunked that completely, and there's no reason, nothing benefits men. Nothing out of marriage. Not even having the confidence that you get to share a bed with the same person and get to know them intimately and share that, because even that goes away. But I want to talk to on this video tonight about making bad decisions afterwards. Like, you have to think about the decision you're going to make before you do it. Some of you young men, I know, probably have had a chance to be romantic with a young lady, and you say, you know what, I didn't bring protection, but I'm going to go for it anyway. I'll just be careful, and oops, I caught something, or oops, I'm a dad. And those have lifelong, or at least for the next 18, 20 years, they have lessons to be learned after it. What I want to talk about tonight is the problem of the Insta gratification society. And I've got two stories here that I'm going to read that pretty much sum up what we talk about. Because in many of these cases, when we have a woman leave us, cheat on us, hurt us, burn us, something happens, we never get proper closure. Now, some of you guys say, man, I saw her on Facebook and she's like 100 pounds heavier and she's miserable. And you know, you can say, I walked away from this in a better place than she did. But for a lot of us guys, in many of the relationships, we never get closure. Well, these are two closure stories. And I don't know what happens with the guys, but both these cases, now the first one that I'm going to read, it's not resolved yet. And this is kind of a warning of what happens when she thinks she's going to go one way, she changes her mind. And this is also why I think that there needs to be mandatory paternity tests on every kid born, every single one. Just do it, because that will take care of these actions. It'll make the person that does this, that wrongs these people, it'll make them accountable. So she says, let me get recording here before I forget. She says here, I'm a 28 woman pregnant with a child that's not my husband's. He's 29. How do I move forward? I'm 32 weeks pregnant as of today. My husband is ecstatic and in full dad mode right now. He's been insanely great and supportive of me during this time and will make a great father. There's one problem here. The kid's not his. It's a coworker's of mine who I slept with. These stories bother me so much, but I want to read them because this can be the worst case scenario, and this is a case where a woman will never understand what she's doing to a guy when she lies to him, because a woman can't be lied to if the kid's hers or not. It's just, this thing makes my blood boil, but this is why I read them, to put them out there so that you guys hear these stories and you're aware of them. My marriage with my husband is not great. We got married about 8 years ago, and while it was good at first, it quickly died. Both of us were in college and on the fast track to careers. Because of this marriage, I've never been able to truly live. While all my friends were out having fun, I was home with him. At first, I was fine with it, but over time, I realized I was not. I wanted to live my life like my friends and have my freedom. This isn't to say I don't love my husband. It's just that I think he's held me back from experiencing some of the great things about being an adult. Now, she said it was good at first, but then it died. It went bad. Things quickly fell off. Through no fault of his own. The only thing he did is be a husband and be married to her. That's all he did. And it stopped her from going out and being with a bunch of guys and partying it up like her friends. Did he do anything wrong in this circumstance? No. Now, maybe they should have made sure they wanted to get married more before they actually did, but she was fine with it in the beginning. She changed her mind. And this is where, if you change your mind at this point, this is where you have the conversation of, you know something, this isn't working out. I miss being free. I miss being out with my friends. And I have a story about that after this one. I miss being out with my friends. I miss partying it up. I want to go do that. Then you do it. And then if you meet another guy and then you want to have a kid and all that, but now you're ruining the kid's life, your life, his life, and Jeff. Makes me so angry. This is where my coworker, Jeff, comes in. And Jeff, this is as much on you, if not even more, because you had to know she was married. I mean, I assume she wears a wedding ring. I'm sure she brought it up. I met Jeff 2 years ago when I came into the department, and he's one of the greatest guys I know. Apparently more great than her husband. We hit it off pretty much immediately and have been friends. Sometimes I think he is my soulmate. Do you see why the divorce should have happened before it ever got anywhere else? Well, one night he invited me to go out for dinner, his fault. I lied to my husband about it, her fault. And one thing led to another, and we slept together. No, what happened is he purposefully invited you out to dinner. You probably purposefully had a few too many drinks to give yourself a reason for doing this. You purposefully went over to his house. He may have purposefully invited you to go over there. You purposefully slept with him. You purposefully did not use any protection. There's nothing led to another. Things don't happen like that. If you don't tie your shoe, it is going to lead to you tripping. You don't just say, I tripped. I don't know what happened. You knew your shoe was untied. You stop and you tie your shoe. Here, if you got all this for this other guy, you stop and end it with your husband first. So she says, a few weeks later, I was pregnant. I freaked out at the time and decided to tell my husband it was his. We held off having kids for a while, but he had always wanted one, so I treated it as a surprise for him and that I was ready. Now here we are. I know 100% that the kid is not my husband's. I used protection with my husband, but I did not with Jeff. Now, that either means, you know, well, there's varying ways that you can use protection on a one-off like that. But why did she not with Jeff? That DNA calling, he's got good genes calling? Maybe, or maybe it just wasn't convenient, but she wanted to go ahead and do it anyway. She took the risks, but she's not willing to take the bad that comes with it. She said, if he finds out, I know he'll leave me, and I don't want that. But Jeff is your soulmate. You think he's your soulmate, and you slept with him. So why do you want to stay with your husband and ruin his life? Despite all of this, I still love my husband. No, you don't. No, you don't. Or else you wouldn't have met Jeff. You wouldn't have called him your soulmate. You wouldn't have gone to dinner with him. You wouldn't have slept with him. You wouldn't have slept with him without protection. And if you did love your husband, you'd tell him what you did, so you'd not lying to him, making him think it's his own. Despite all of this, I still love my husband, and if he did leave me, Jeff would not take me. I made the mistake of telling Jeff, and he ghosted me. Wow, your soulmate just ghosted you. Bravo. Even successfully requesting a transfer from out of our department, he yeeted even out of work. I just need help. I don't know what to do here, and I'm extremely scared. I resented my husband when I slept with Jeff, but now I realize how much I love him and don't want to lose him. What do I do? How can I fix this? Is there anything I can do to save my relationship? And the number one, and this is from a year ago, the number one reply, you are a worthless, lying S. And you are. If you're going to make a decision like this, be an adult, and I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, do the right thing. Because, you know, one of the few things people seemingly, or one of the big things that everyone seems to be missing is morals and character. It's one of the few things you can have is morals and character. I've made some awful decisions in my life. I used very poor judgment. Did I pay a price for it? Yeah, maybe karmically. In other cases, I did in other ways, but you have to learn from it. I'm not, you know, preaching on all high here like I've never done anything wrong. I have, and that's why I give you these messages of don't do it. Do the right thing, because at least at the end of the night, if you were truthful and you were above board, you did the right thing, and I'm talking about guys and girls alike. If you do the right thing, at least you can hold your head up high. There's nothing worse than knowing deep down you're a coward and a lying piece of crap. Because I felt that feeling, and it's horrible. I, 31, female, left my husband, 32, male, and I regret it so much. Can I get him back? I want to begin this all by saying that I was and am a fool. I started dating my husband when I was 19. Again, young. Now, I have nothing wrong. I think it's good when couples get together young. But understand you are going to be missing out on what you think is an amazing time. It's not. You're not missing anything. Yes, guys are different. Women are different. They're all a little different in bed. Yes, they're all a little different to date. But when it boils down to it, finding someone you have something in common with and that you get along with and you're comfortable with and you can be honest with and you can share yourself with means so much more. Trust me, I started dating my husband when I was 19. We met in college. We clicked almost instantly, and within a few months, we were deeply in love. He was my first actual serious relationship. That's doing it right. I had had some shallow dates before, kissed a guy or two, but never gone out with anyone until him. Dating was fantastic. We supported each other, and I suffered quite heavily from mental health issues relating to anxiety, and he supported me through it all the way. I truly loved and cherished him, and he deeply loved me. We married 2 years after we left university. At the time of dating, getting engaged, getting married, I was 100% for it. I was convinced I wanted to be with this man for the rest of my life. However, now she started dating at 19. They were married 2 years after uni, which we'll say is 21, 22, 23, somewhere around there. However, come 28, that's like 5 to 7 years. There's a reason why it's called the 7-year itch. I really don't know anymore, or I really didn't know anymore. I couldn't shake the feeling I had missed out on so much of my youth and my life. I was clearly having an identity crisis, and I didn't know if I was happy because I didn't know who I was or what would make me happy. I really felt like I needed to experience my life more, the world, dating people, discovering my sexuality, living on my own. I felt like I had gone from someone's daughter to someone's girlfriend to someone's fiancé to someone's wife. Really, what she should have said in this paragraph is, I feel like I wanted to sleep with more people. That's what women say when they say, I want to travel more. I want to discover the world. I want to be by myself and just figure out who I am. I mean, at this point, it's a running meme. There's memes all over the place of a woman on the phone saying to her boyfriend or her husband, I just need some alone time to figure out who I am. And there's a guy doing her right there as she's on the phone. I mean, that's how much this trope has been overplayed. So what she's basically saying is, I just don't want to be married. I'm afraid I'm missing out on all this fun because I see all my friends talking about wild times and partying late and drinking and getting some action. And I feel like I'm missing out because I'm just coming home and life is boring and I'm kind of married. Hey, I get that. But you know, you can have some really fun times with a partner like a husband. You can get hobbies together. You can spice up the bedroom life in various ways. Nope. I had no issue getting a job with good pay. I struggled. Wait, let me try that again. He had no issue getting a job with good pay. I struggled. He supported and guided me through everything. He bought a house. Then he bought a bigger house. Eventually, I found a job which I didn't like, so I changed quite a few times. He supported me through everything, and I was truly grateful. I never felt it was mine, though. I never felt it was my life. He was in charge of the finances. He was in charge of everything. I never felt like I could say no, so I kept saying yes. This is on you. This is having a discussion, saying, I want to be included more in the decision-making. I want to be included more. But you know something? He supported you. He guided you. He bought everything for you. He bought you a bigger house. He had the good job. He did what was right. You were just resentful of him, and you never thought of him as, you never thought of yourself as his wife, and you never thought of him as a husband. That's why it wasn't yours, that it was his, and you were just along for the ride, because you never fully accepted that you guys were a couple. I voiced this all to him. Okay, there you go. And we started marriage counseling. There you go. After a year of this, I decided enough was enough, and I needed to get rid of this doubt. I needed to leave everything and try to make it on my own, to date other people, to discover myself. Discovering herself again means sleeping with lots of people. I left when I was 29. I moved out with a lump sum for my husband and lived my own life. There you go. She got paid off and she left. It was hard. I rented a place which wasn't that nice or big. I dated quite a bit, had quite a lot of bedroom fun. I usually say intimacy, but it's not really intimate, let's be honest. I dated quite a bit, and I had a lot of bedroom fun. Ding, ding, ding. Shocker. No surprise there. Tried dating women, tried dating men, etc. It was lots of fun, and it was very, very tiring. Wow.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
You were around quite a bit. Sowed all those oats, didn't you? When I hit midway through 30, 35, guess what happens at 35? The attention lessens. She's gotten a little bit of age. Few wrinkles have shown up. Gravity's maybe helping out in a few cases, especially if you're tiring yourself out with all the bedroom fun and partying. You're not going to look very good at 35. When I hit midway through 30, I realized I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy at all, and that's when I broke down and realized that I have hit the wall. that time and age has caught up to me, and people aren't paying attention to me anymore, and guys don't want to sleep with me as much, and I'm all alone. And that happens a lot. I had left my husband. This is what she really realized. I had left my husband, my lovely, stable life, a person I absolutely, truly, and deeply adored me, and I regret it. I miss him. I miss everything so much. I've discovered that what was on the other side of the door wasn't that great. I truly never realized how fortunate I was to have what I had. I was an absolute fool. Absolute fool. Is there any way I can get back with him? We're still, quote, friends, but what I did to him hurt him so deeply that he still finds it too difficult to be with me. He told me I was his one true love and that he might never find love again. Here's the thing. Why did she want to go back to him all of a sudden? What, did she really get tired of the partying? Did she really get tired of all the fun with all the guys? Maybe. But maybe she found out that, hey, you know what? Life's hard. I'm getting older. I'm not as attractive. I don't have as many options. And it sure would be nice to go back to an easy life where he took care of all the problems and he brought in money and he paid for the big house and he took care of me. Too many times people today do first and think second. And that's why I tell you guys, make sure that you know what you're doing before you make a decision, any big decision. But these stories are happening more and more and more and more, which is why men don't want to get married, which is why men are leery. I mean, men are fine with having casual, fun relationships with women in their 20s and their young 30s. But the minute that you turn around to a guy and say, okay, now you need to settle down with me, guys say no. Because the younger guys say, hey, she may leave me. Now, again, not all women, not all men. But she may leave me. We know the divorce statistics. We know the percent of women that filed. Here was a great husband, a great guy with her own words. And he still went to counseling. He still did everything right. She still ditched him so she could go party it up. And only then, when her options dried up, did she want to come home. Did she want to come back to the good man? Too late. You threw him away. He deserves better than you. And he deserves to be happy. And you're not it. Because you know something? Who's to say he doesn't take you back? And then one day, a guy at the gym, you get yourself back into shape, you're feeling a little refreshed, you've got that comfort of having your home back now, and that guy at the gym winks at you, he's attractive, he makes a couple of moves, and you end up just like the other woman in the other story that I did, where you sneak out in the back to go have some fun because, well, things are kind of boring around the house. You didn't realize how much you missed him until you were back with him, and then you realize, well, it's kind of boring, and I don't get as much say as I want. There's always an excuse. Don't bother, guys. Stay single. Enjoy it. All right, let's move on to now the dating profile of the day. All right, this comes from a young lady who is 19 years old. And she reminded me a little bit of the girls in the other story that I just read, so that's why I brought this up. I just want someone to look after me. I'm currently single and pregnant. And going through it alone, so I need someone who is supportive. I'm not expecting you to take on the responsibility because it's not your kid, but it would be nice to meet someone who doesn't judge me because I'm pregnant. Bad decisions, bad choices, and then they want the bailout. I did something wrong. I was pretty sure it was right at the time. Oops, things didn't work out the way. Won't somebody please give me advice on how to fix this? Why won't my ex-husband take me back? I'm going to put myself on a dating profile and have somebody please not judge me, take me the way I am, even though I'm 19 with a kid. I don't know any 19-year-old guy that would even look twice at her other than to maybe take her to the bedroom and have some fun, because no young man wants to be hanging out with a new mom or someone that's pregnant that he can't go out and have fun with. I don't know, man. Actions speak louder than words. Remember that, number one. And number two, make good decisions before you make bad decisions. Because if you goof up and you want to redirect the ship, a lot of times it's not going to happen for you. And it's going to lead to a very rough life. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, think, then do. Think about what you're doing. Think about what comes after that. Think about what might go wrong. After all that's done, if you still go ahead and do it and something turns out bad, it's on you. If something turns out good, fine. But make sure that anybody else that's involved that you might be hurting, you've gotten out of the picture. You know, be fair to yourself and be fair to anybody else that's in your life. It's the least you could do.